Ah, hello. You can call me John. I know who you are, of course. We've had you for, quite a while now. I think you know how all this works, or at least I know you think you know how all this works. Up to this point, the interrogators have all been police officers. They like checking facts, and they like wearing down people and breaking their patience. But all so far that's happened is that you've said the same stuff. Basically over and over and over, which does no one any good because we know you're lying. So while I'm just gonna want my ducks in a row before we start, you know how it is. Anyway, Oh, I love a cup of coffee. According to this, you do too. I can also see here that you haven't been allowed any since you got here. Would you like a cup? Well, I can get you one. Sure. How do you take it? There. You see that? You answered a simple question, and now I'm rewarding you with a nice cup of coffee. Cream and brown sugar, just like you like it. Let me explain what's changed. The previous team, the coppers, they were just trying to establish whether you knew anything worth extracting from you. Now, your silence and adversarial attitude indicates that you might have access to what we call actionable intelligence. Do you understand the term? Well, it means that you know information that, in our hands, would lead to the disruption of a terrorist operation or an active duty cell. You've got names, locations, contact details, something like that, haven't you? Okay, I understand you denying it, but we know you have. Why else would you refuse to answer any form of reasonable question from the officers who legally detained you? So, now you're my problem. Let's see. How big of a problem are you? Oh dear. Okay, at this point I have to read something to you, so let's just get this out of the way, shall we? Just want to get the propping your piece of paper on top. There we go. There we are. I am obliged to inform you that, in light of your continued non-cooperation with legal authority conducting its legal investigations, as mandated, permission has been sought from the courts to apply enhanced interrogation techniques to your case. Evidence was presented to a panel of judges, and they have, this morning, agreed that enhanced interrogation techniques are merited in your case. Accordingly, you have been redesignated and are no longer under arrest. You are now an enemy combatant. As such, you do not have the same legal rights as a citizen. You do not have the right to legal counsel. You do not have the right to humanitarian relief. In accordance with the terms of the Counter-Terrorism Act, I must inform you that enhanced interrogation will begin in 8 hours' time and will not stop until such time as we deem you have exhausted any actionable intelligence that you may possess. Do you understand this information? Yes or no, please. Please, just say yes or no. Okay, for the benefit of the recording, the subject has indicated that they do understand the situation they are in. Good. How's that coffee coming on out there? Sorry to keep you waiting. Anyway, while we're both just sitting here, can I share something with you? I want to be clear and honest because neither of us is going to enjoy what happens next. Look, this is it. This is your last chance to tell me something, anything, before it all gets really serious. I just need one piece of information, okay? Just one thing. And we can hand you back to the police. Give me a name, or a place, or a date. Something. Okay. Well, I can't say I'm surprised. I don't know that I wouldn't do the same in your position. Oh, no, I have been interrogated just like this. Well, I've served my country in all kinds of ways, and I've been on the wrong end of enhanced interrogation myself. That's why I'm trying to give you this chance to talk. You know what we mean when we say enhanced interrogation, don't you? You don't. It's a pretty way of saying torture. Now, I have all kinds of problems with what we're going to do to you. The main one being that in about 3 or 4 days, you'll tell me up is down or black is white, so long as I stop hurting you. Jeez, look at the state of you. You've just decided to resist until you die, haven't you? Everyone does that, and everyone breaks. There's no exceptions. You're not going to be rescued. You're not going to be the one who somehow holds out. And I promise you, you're not going to die before you talk. Because we're really good at this. That's why I'm so sure. That, and I've seen it happen over and over and over. You see, I do this all the time. And the only reason I sleep at night is that I give everyone a chance right at the beginning for me to throw them back. If you pass up on this chance, I will hurt you until you break, which you will do. I won't worry about it because it will have been your decision. It's your choice and you're making it right now. Oh, and also I don't kill kids like your mates have and continue to do. Here's the coffee. Okay, can we,
can we give the subject use of her left hand? Yeah?
Thank you. You'll notice 3 things about the coffee. Firstly, it's a really lovely roast. Oh, all the good beans, my team. Secondly, it's lukewarm, so when you decide to throw it in my face, I don't get burns. Please don't chuck it at me anyway. This shirt, it's clean on today and it stains really easily. But how is it? Is it good? Good. Drink it because it's the last one you'll get in a while, okay? So there you go. Look, we keep our promises. I said coffee, cream, and brown sugar, and it's arrived just like you asked for. Now, if I'd got you coffee in 7 hours and 50 or so minutes time, it would have been laced with a powerful emetic, probably, and you'd spend the next several hours shitting and pissing yourself. You know, when you weren't vomiting. However, I promise you, there is no such emetic in this coffee. So one last chance, okay? Work with me. Come on. Avoid the bad stuff that's coming and tell me something. Just anything, just a little thing. Doesn't have to be a big deal. Just give me a piece of information. Something we can base a conversation around, okay? Come on, please. All right. Okay, you had your chance. So the third thing you'll notice about your coffee is that it was laced with some pretty powerful sedatives. So we're going to go night time in about 3, 2, there she goes. Someone catch her. Okay, bring in the gurney. For the benefit of the recording, this is session 1. Hello, welcome to Site 12. I'm not allowed to tell you where that is, but I can say this. Thanks to a really neat little legal sidestep, we're really not in Kansas anymore. Kansas. The Wizard of Oz? Oh, you haven't? Oh, shame. Well, you really should have seen that before you got arrested. We don't show that kind of movie in here. Shame. Should we run through the really obvious stuff first? Good. Yes, you are secured to a rather unusual chair. You'll notice that you're upright and leaning forward, which means you're very unlikely to swallow your own tongue or choke on vomit or anything, you know, unless we really want you to. You'll notice strategic cutouts in the chair too. This gives me access to your primary and secondary sex organs. I know. Unusual, isn't it? Oh, and of course you're naked. Well, you would be. Here's why. We profiled you a lot while you were out. We've been through your whole life, your home, your parents' home. Well, they say hi, by the way, and the homes of previous boyfriends and associates. How long have you been unconscious for? Well, that's the thing about a medically induced coma. It's really hard for you to tell, isn't it? Shall we say long enough and leave it at that? So, we turned over every rock you've ever even associated with, and now we know you really well. Our experts decided that you weren't worried about pain, that you've prepared for it, mentally, possibly even physically. So we won't be using pain on you. Let me introduce to you the tools we will be using. This is, that's a wand. I happen to know you like wands. You've owned 3, although not all at once. This is one our tech team put together. It's very different from their usual challenges, this, and it outperforms every single commercial vibrator on the market. It is, I have to say, capable of some very serious vibrations. In addition to that, we have these. Take a good look at the tray, won't you? Let me just wheel it around in front of you a little bit more. There we go. This, for example, this silicon monster here, was cast based on the penis of the ex who you had the most trouble accommodating, either vaginally or anally. We made it for you, but in the unlikely event you get to go home, you can't take this with you. We'll probably use it on both of your parents at some stage. Let me tell you, there is nothing like telling a father he's about to lose his cherry to the same conk that fucked his little girl's ass raw. You can do something about that, by the way, but we'll get to that in a minute. You can see that we have all kinds of things here for, you know, gradually widening an anus, all manner of clips and weights and straps, and these are a bit more traditional. This flogger, for example, is designed to make the skin really sensitive, so even a gentle touch will be incredible. After a session with this, especially one that involves the breasts or thighs, I'm told a skilled operative can produce an orgasm in a subject with a fingertip, or a breath, or just the tip of a tongue. Yeah, never used that one myself. So this is what we're going to do now. I'm going to get some equipment set up. Then I'm going to make you come harder than you have ever come in your life before. You're thinking that it's not possible because you're angry and feeling scared and naked, and because you're in a little padded concrete box strapped to a chair and you don't even like BDSM, and another dozen reasons we know only too well. The thing is, you really don't have an option. You're going to come so hard you'll scream. You'll be wetter and hungrier for cock than you have ever been, because we know exactly what we're doing and because we know you inside and out. The human body is a slave to physiology on several levels. There are things we know you always respond to, stimuli that we can apply that will get a reaction out of you no matter what you feel like. For example, you're starting to get wet right now, aren't you? That's because you've secretly held a rape fantasy since you were a teenage girl. Do you remember that time when your ex, before last, wasn't it? That's it. Surprised you at home one night, just turned up in the kitchen and grabbed you. As well as the fear you felt, it turned you on more than ever, than anything else that had happened to you at that point. And when you'd finished yelling at him, you fucked him harder and faster than you'd ever done before. Now, he still remembers that night very clearly. And boy, did he. Yeah. Oh yeah, he told us all about that. Whew. In fact, we couldn't stop him. And right now, you're under the control of a man who isn't at all interested in your safety and wants to give you an extraordinary orgasm even if you don't want it. So, you know, that's one basement flooded, isn't it? Textbook. You see, there are cameras and monitoring equipment all over this room, and all of it is watching you. We're looking at your heartbeat, skin conductivity, your breathing, your skin temperature. We can even tell when different muscle groups are flexing. There's literally no way for you to fake your responses. So now, excuse me a minute, I need to talk to the control room. Hang on.
Say that again. Calibration? Yeah, I don't think that'll be a problem.
Sorry about that. Back to you. What's going to happen shortly is we're going to make you experience repeated powerful orgasms until you undergo a kind of sensory overload. Our bet is that if we make you come often enough and hard enough, you'll enter a kind of deeply suggestible state and we can just ask you questions that you will answer honestly. It doesn't always work. Sometimes subjects just go insane. And in 100% of cases, they never want to have sex again. You think about that for a minute. We're going to take away your ability to enjoy any form of human intimacy ever again by burning it out of you. Before we start the session proper, though, we're going to give you a single orgasm to calibrate some of the sensors. Before we start, is there anything you want to say to me? Yeah, that was pretty much as expected. I've been called worse and by better, and I'm still here and smiling. Not something that we can say for you, is it? Right. Time waits for no man, so let's get you started. I'm just going to demonstrate something to you. How's that for skin response? Oh, yeah. That took you by surprise, didn't it? We gave you something about an hour ago, a little cocktail of happy substances which improve and enhance the body's sensitivity to stimuli. So this should feel pretty close to amazing. I'm right, aren't I? I can see by the look of consternation in your eyes that I am. We're going to start with the wand at its lowest setting, and I'm just going to ease it into position. There. And it's on. There we go. You can barely hear the vibrations. They're so low, they're actually almost producing infrasound, but you can feel them, can't you? And you're strapped in so tightly, there's no way you can wriggle to in order to lessen the effect. While that works on you, progressively stimulating, maybe even overstimulating your clit, we're going to add to your little list of sensations. I'm going to draw this brush over the skin of your breasts. Take a look at it. I know it's hard to concentrate completely, but pay attention. Take a look at the brush. It's like a makeup brush, isn't it? It's soft and it's yielding. But given how sensitive your body is right now, it should feel a lot like human lips. Let's find out the fun way, shall we? There, all the way across your left breast, including just around and around like that, your surprisingly hard nipple.
Control, how are the readings coming? Yeah? You need her to. Okay.
I'm just going to kneel here a moment and play this brush over your tits, paying specific attention to your nipples. First one, a nice tight circle, and then the other, like this. And now up one thigh, and down the other, slowly. Let's step the wand's vibrations up a level, shall we?
Can we do that, please? Can we take it up a level? Thank you.
No, I don't want to touch on myself. I'm not gloving up for this, just this short calibration run.
No, really. Hang on a moment.
What? I'm talking about you, not to you. Don't pull faces. If you want to moan, just go ahead. We don't care. We've heard it all before.
Sorry, Control. She's behaving like a little bitch in heat.
Yeah. So we know that's working, then. I'm just going to go back to teasing your tits for a few minutes. Really, they seem very nice. It's a great shame that once this is done, you won't want anyone to touch them ever again. Do you really want the last thing to caress your nipples to be a technician dragging another response out of you? Round and round and round over those lovely stiff points, while that relentless wand plays inescapable vibrations over your sensitized clit.
You know, I don't think this is going to be quite enough, Control. Can you send in Technician B with the penetrator?
Thank you. There we go. There he is. The man who has just stepped in is Technician B. He runs what we call the sex robots. Really, though, they're just mechanisms that we can use to automate some activity. In this case, he's going to position a little piston arm thing underneath you. Remember that dildo I showed you earlier? Yeah, that's the one. Well, we'll be fucking you with it in a minute or two. Which reminds me, just a quick swab with a cotton bud.
Yep,
as expected. You're soaking wet and more than ready. Oh, will you look at that face. Look, love. If you want this to stop, if you want this humiliation to stop, you only have to give me a name or a place or a date. Come on. Give me something we can have a conversation about and this can all be over. God, I didn't think so. To be honest, a lot of women think they can ride this out because they've had sex involving more than one orgasm before. What they didn't understand, what you don't yet appreciate, is what having multiple, continual, shaming, humiliating orgasms will do to you.
You sat back there, B.
Poor man. He actually has to position that tool at the entrance of your slut cunt, which isn't always a very pleasant job. Ah, I see you can feel it at the entrance to your cunt now. Good. Thanks, B. You can go now, mate. Grab me a tea, would you? I'll be down there in a few minutes. Anyway, you can feel that very impressive cock pushing inside you, can't you? We can control the speed, of course. Technician A is in there with her hand on the speed and vibration controls. She really understands female reactions, so she's going to push you pretty hard.
Thanks, A. Could you stop the fucking, please? Sorry, control?
Oh. Technician A thinks you look like the kind of dick pig that needs a pounding, so she's just going to go for it. I'm going to step away and just watch.
In your own time, A.
Fucking hell, that's a bit much. You want to back off a bit?
No?
All right. Technician A says your whore pussy can take it, and she's the expert, so I'm not going to argue. You probably want to make some noise about now. Look, this is a calibration run, and this stops the minute you come. So, why not just give in and do that? You know you... No? All right.
She's going to struggle, eh? Could you crank up the wand?
Cheers, mate. Just give in and do it. Just come. You know you need to, and you might as well make it your choice, because all the ones after this won't be. That's it. I know you're close. Every instrument we have says you are, so stop fighting it and just let it wash over you. Come on, sweetheart. Come for daddy. And, oh,
there we go. Control, do you want to make a note of that? Might have been the daddy that set her off. Can we shut everything down for a minute?
Listen to me, sweetheart. In a minute, I walk out of this room and Technician B comes in. Technician B won't talk to you. He isn't going to ask you any questions. He doesn't care what you say to him. The first session lasts 6 hours. 6 hours of continual stimulation and orgasms. Only after that session will I be back to ask you anything. Before we start. Okay, you know what I'm going to ask you. Before we start, do you want to tell me anything? Come on. Please? For me? Very well. See you in 6 hours.
B, she's all yours, mate.